But before we go any further, just to kind of like help us along a little bit today, here's my little gift. Hope you've all had your gifts already. Don't understand those families who wait till after lunch to open their presents. Some of you wait until after lunch to open your presents? Oh, Archie's. Oh, you've still got the expectation though, haven't you? I'm going to do something interesting. I'm going to ask if the lights for you at the back there could be turned off, please. Just turn all the light. The switches on the side there, like you'll find at home. And I'm going to turn these ones off here. Oh, that's magic, isn't it? Great. Got the lights off. I wonder this. For all sorts of reasons, people can feel in the dark about God. And I wonder if that's you today. Sometimes friends talk to God, they speak to him in prayer like he really exists. But maybe you're one of those people, or maybe you know someone who, when they speak to God, is a bit like speaking to the wall or to the ceiling. Maybe you are one of those people, or you've got friends for whom God isn't someone that you know personally. You do know people who know him personally, and they speak of him personally, but to you he's just a vague concept, a theory. Others might just be confused about God. Some people say there's one God. Other people say there's lots of God. They can't both be right. Some people say all roads lead to God. Buddhists say there is no God. They can't both be right. I'm confused. Confusion about God, being in the dark about God. We can be in the dark about God just simply through sadness and sorrow and suffering. Where is God? Why don't you answer me, God? Christmas isn't always a happy, joyful celebration. Some people at Christmas time are desperately aware of loved ones who aren't around at Christmas time, maybe because they've died, or maybe because there's been a breakdown in the relationship. We can be in the darkness on God through our own suffering. Sometimes we're in the darkness about God because we face tough, difficult questions, and we don't know how to make decisions, and we look out, God, well, why? Please, would you help me? Where are you? I'm at the darkness of my path. Well, I want to say this today. The verse that Caleb read a moment ago, the last verse that he read was this: the true light that lightens everyone was coming into the world. I've got two really simple things to say from the Bible, from John chapter 1, verse 9. First thing is this: Christmas, Jesus, makes God blindingly obvious. There is no need to be in the dark anymore. It refers to Jesus being the true light. That is, he's the authentic light, the real thing. He's not a false light. He's not a false claim. There are all sorts of various claims to be light. He's the true light. He's the true light. He is the light. That means he's not just more enlightened. Not just that he can show you the way. He is the light. He's the true light. The world has only one light, and that is Jesus. There are no other lights. It's either the light or darkness. And at the moment, we're generally in the darkness in our room here. If I can just show you by my little Christmas presents here. Here's the kind of Christmas present that my wife Tanya would perhaps like at Christmas time. That this was supposed to be a Christmas present last year, and I found it in the cellar head, and I hadn't given it to her. Yeah, nice little candle, isn't it? Is that helping you at the back see a little bit more clearly? No? Yeah, who said yeah? That's the kind of light that, well, it's not really, it's a kind of a pretend light, isn't it? We'll put that just down there, shall we? That's the kind of light that Tanya likes to get for Christmas. In my bag here, I've got the kind of light that I like to get for Christmas. That's one candle power. You know what's coming? Now that's a pocket torch. I purchased this the other day from Screwfix, and I took it home. Well, I back to Edgerton there, and I sat in the car, and I got it out. And it says on the side here, 5 million candle power. All right, and I just thought, well, I'll have a look at that. So I turned it on, looking into it. I had to sit there quietly for a while on my own till I recovered. I'm going to shine the light, okay? You might want to close your eyes, especially you, Caleb, because I might shine it on your face, all right? I mean, that is, all right? I mean, I'll just sweep it across you there, all right? I mean, that's a serious light, isn't it? I won't, all right, Caleb, your eyes closed, are they, mate? Close your eyes. I mean, does that help you at the back see a bit more clearly? I mean, no, it doesn't, does it? Well, it would do if I held it still and showed you my light. All right, let's just leave out the light there, shall we, for a moment. I can't see it myself. See, Jesus says he's the light. He genuinely comes to lighten the place up. The big beam of light. He's the true light. And the verse goes on and says this. He's the true light that lightens everyone, irrespective of who you are, or where you're from, or how clever you are, or how clever you're not, or whether you're a man or a woman or a boy or a girl. Doesn't matter what language you speak, whether that's Farsi or Chinese or English or Welsh. It doesn't matter what nation you're from. It doesn't matter what religion you're from. He's the one true light for everyone. You see, I could go to the university at the end of the lectures day, or I could go to the mosque at the end of prayer, or I could go to your place of work and I could just be outside the gate there, the door, and I could pick anybody I wanted who left where you work, or the mosque, or the university, or your school, anyone I wanted, didn't matter who, Jesus is their light. He's the true light for everyone. That's what our verse says. That says to say that he's, it's not a case of true for me and not true for you, or true for these people over here and not true for these people over here. It's true for you, it's true for you, it's true for me. It's true for you two little lads walking down the aisle as well. I'm going to just turn this off because I don't want you looking in it. Can't even find the switch on it. Pete, do you know that for me? Because there's little guys running around here. Well spotted. That's even more dangerous, isn't it? You hold that. Suddenly things get exciting on Christmas Day. I looked into that light just a moment ago and I can't quite see my notes anymore. The true light that lightens everyone. Now we might just say to ourselves, well, hang on, if that is true, Tim, you know, this talk here, I mean, this my point is, Christmas makes God blindingly obvious. You can't miss it. You can't miss him. If that is true, you might question in your own mind, well, what about all those people who don't see it? What about all the people who don't believe in Jesus? What about them? Well, our verse says this, the true light that lightens everyone was coming into the world. Now, that's not just the globe that we live on or the planet that's flying around the sun. In John's gospel, the world often means the world that rejects God, the world that rebels against God. Verse 10, the verse after where Caleb finished the reading says this, he was in the world, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, but his own did not receive him. Chapter 3, verse 19, that John's Gospel says, this is Jesus saying, the light has come into the world, and people loved the dark rather than the light, because their deeds, their works were evil. Why don't people see the light of Jesus? Because the Bible says, Jesus says himself, because we'd prefer not to. You see, if Christmas, Jesus makes God blindingly obvious, if Jesus is the true light of the world, Christmas, secondly, leaves us painfully exposed. A bit like this light here. You see, you really wouldn't want me shining this in your eyes. You would want to be looking away. You really would. Like I should have done when I sat in the car looking into it in full blaze. You don't really want to look into 5 million candle power. And if that candle hasn't got a candle on this candle ain't got a candle on Jesus. And it's a bit like we'd flinch and not want to look into that. That's what Jesus says when we don't want to see the light. We don't want him shining up our lives. You see, we can be in the dark on God for all sorts of reasons, but the main reasons that we are in the dark on God, Jesus says, is because our deeds are evil. It's very hard when we've done something wrong, when we've wronged somebody, to be around with them, isn't it? It just makes us aware of our guilt. Who wants to hang around with Jesus, the light of the world? He just shines up all that's wrong in your life. You know, it's not all bad news, that, though. You know, we've got members of our church who've, in the past and in the present, been diagnosed with very, very serious illnesses. And Jesus, the light, shining into our lives, is a little bit like in getting a diagnosis for a serious illness just in time. It's good news. It's bad news. It hurts, but it's good news. It means something can be done. The true light that lightens every man was coming into the world. What did he do? I mean, this fantastic painting that Joe did for us. He was born to come and die upon the cross. And as he hung on the cross, what happened? One of the significant things happened there. It went dark. He came, the light of the world, and entered the darkness of the world, the darkness of our sin and our rebellion against God. He went through darkness that we need, so that we need never go through that kind of darkness in order to bring us to the light. You know, I want to end this by saying a couple of comments about faith. So some people talk about faith being a blind leap into the dark. It's not. The true light that lightens everyone was coming into the world. That tells you and me that Christian faith, coming to know Jesus, is actually taking a step into the light. If you don't trust Jesus, you're choosing to step blindly, a blind leap of faith into the dark. That's what it is to not follow Jesus. It's the other way around. So I'm wondering, if you are sat by a curtain, would you stand up and open that curtain? At the very back there as well. That's what it's like becoming a Christian. Suddenly, everything's clear again. You understand God. You're no longer in the dark on him. You can see others. You've got a better view of the world. You understand the world the right way up. No longer in the dark. Ready to celebrate. Ready to sing. Ready to live for God. Whatever comes your way in the year ahead. We're going to sing our final song. Hark the herald angels sing. Glory to the newborn king. Please, would you stand and join as we sing.